Looking back over the years since Julie was diagnosed in 1978, how big a role do you think you've played in the management of her diabetes?
Well, to begin with, because she was only four, the whole family, my husband and daughter, all of us, grandparents and everybody, obviously she couldn't have done it without us. I think I started to let go a little bit in her teens. I tried to. My husband sort of has the opinion she should be doing it herself, and of course she does, but he can't understand why I worry still. He does in the background, but he doesn't. He's not quite so open as I am. And my eldest daughter's always been very much a part of it. We've always included her, and she's made sure that she's a part of it as well. It's difficult, actually. I mean, certain things, for instance, with food, I adapted all the recipes that we always did, her favourites. Adapted them, either made them sugar-free. I don't know how she can eat sugar-free custard, but she does. And sort of fruit cakes and Christmas cakes. I remember making Christmas cakes without icing, specially decorated for her. And she started, well, obviously she helped me. And she developed quite an interest in cooking. She did home economics A-level, simply because it meant she could do cookery at school. And she still does. She still very, very much likes cooking, which her husband appreciates. But then he likes cooking as well, so they do it together. I still can't get away from it. When I sort of look at the foods she eats, and I thought, you wouldn't have been able to eat that at one time. And she said, oh, it's all right, Mum, I can do this now.